Hello, my friends, and welcome to Freedom Lawless Freedom Hour on this July 31st, 2020. My name is Peyman Motahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Tonight, I have a very special presentation for you guys. The live audience, you guys are going to be just watching me record three different short videos about the topic of who is required to file and pay federal income tax. And these three short videos, my friends, are going to link and forward you to other longer video presentations that will get to that topic in more detail. So this will not be showing later on the internet. Again, this portion will be cut out. So you guys are in for a treat. I'm going to record it live in front of you guys. You get to see a little bit how the action goes on this end. Okay. So we're going to start with the first part. Ready, guys? Let's start. Welcome, my friends, to a Freedom Law School special short Freedom Hour presentation on this topic of who is required to file and pay income tax in America, the federal income tax. You, me, people in the 50 states, where? I'm going to give that clear answer for you, short version. I'm going to refer you later on to a longer presentation for more details, okay? So to do that, we have to go to my screen. I'm going to show it to you real quick. Okay, folks, here we go. We're going to start with right here, the Federal Court of Federal Regulations, folks. This is the federal regulation the IRS follows on imposition of income tax. And here is 1.1-1, individual income tax on individuals. And it says in A, general rule, section 1 of the Internal Revenue Code. What is the Internal Revenue Code, folks? Here it is. I'm going to show you right now. This is the Internal Revenue Code right here. This is the federal tax laws, okay? Section 1 of it is on income tax. This is the book. Now, regulations actually enforce this stuff, okay? So that's what we're talking about here in the screen. So let's continue back. So the section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. And I'm going to come back later on and to the extent provided by these couple sections on the income of a non-resident alien individual. So, okay, well, what else does it say? Well, if you go down on this thing to B, it says this. In B, it says, citizens or residents of the United States liable to tax. Are you a citizen of the United States? We'll come back to that. In general, all citizens of the United States, wherever resident, and all resident alien individuals are liable to the income taxes imposed by the code, whether the income is received from sources within or without the United States. Okay, but let me tell you, United States is not what you think it is. Hang it out, show you me. Loving this. Okay. Let's go on now. We're going to go down to C, and here's who is a citizen. Ooh, this is interesting, folks, because it tells us that the citizen is every person born or naturalized in the United States again and subject to its singular, its jurisdiction is a citizen. Again, the word citizen is not defined. We're going to get to that now. Okay. Folks, this is going to blow you away. Hang in there, folks. You'll see this thing, okay? Look at that. United States is defined here. The term United States in the Internal Revenue Code, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Well, how about the word state then? Well, let's see. Right there it is, term state. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. So basically, bottom line is, United States is what? D.C. only. That's what it says, folks. So you got to be a D.C. citizen or resident to be subject to income tax. Now, unbelievable as you might see it, let me tell you what, folks. I'm going to give you right now the video about this in more detail, folks, okay? Check this out. What you want to do next, okay, is go watch this presentation of Freedom Law School, which is linked in this video as well in the description and also on the right. Who is required to file income tax? Now, this one is longer, over an hour plus is the description. This was streamed live on April 9, 20, okay? So watch this video. Those are the card for it will be up here. Click on the card that comes up, your video card right there. Click on that. It will take you right there in more detail that you are not a United States citizen. Required to file income tax. I'll prove it to you. Thank you. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, if you wish as well for more. How many minutes was that? Okay, so a live audience, folks. That was one. This is going to be put out everywhere. So you can put it on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, your Facebook page. Quick, short videos, folks. So while my technical guys are getting me ready for the second video, I'm going to start recording second short. This is one of those things that you want. We're going to put it out there, and you can share it with everybody out there. It's not going to be a long hour when people get tired and they get bored and distracted. They're going to be able to watch this short video. How long was this one, guys? About 4 minutes, right? Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it. We're going to go next one, guys, okay? Okay. Okay, we did do it. Wait. We didn't finish, we didn't link to the other one, did we? About non-aliens. So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to add that, this, okay? So put me on. I'm going to add this also, okay? So get ready. About the non-aliens. Well, with the videos. I got to get the second part of that. We're not done. I forgot. Okay, we're going to keep going. Let's keep going. Tell me when we start again. Okay, now. About the non-resident alien language that you saw, let me take you to that. What does that mean? Okay, let's go to my screen and let's take a look at this, okay? Here it is, folks. Remember, the CFR, Code of Federal Regulations 1.1-1 tax individuals also said, in addition to you are the citizen, the income tax is imposed to the extent provided in these two sections on the income of a non-resident alien individual. What are these two? Well, the one that really matters is the first one, 871B. The other ones, that's not really relevant. Let's go to it. Boom. There it is, folks. This is talking about income connected with the United States business graduate rate of tax. And it says right there, a non-resident alien individual engaging in a trade or business within the United States, which is D.C., Washington, D.C., during a taxable year, shall be taxable as provided in Section 1 of the code that you saw, right? Okay. Or 55 on his taxable income, which is effectively connected with the conduct of a trade or business within the United States. Now, you think you're a small business owner, you're involved in a trade or business, right? You got your own little business, independent contractor? Wrong. Let's see what comes up next. Here it is, folks. This was Section 871 that I just went through. And I'm going to go right now, boom, to Section 7701A26. Look at that. Trade or business is defined here. The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Wow. That's not you, is it? That's right. That's government workers, politicians, judges. Not you, the average American. Those guys got to pay file income tax, okay? So let's go to, you want to know more about this? Go watch this video. Here it is, folks. This is called, Are You a Sovereign State Citizen or U.S. National and Non-Resident Alien Who Must Pay Income Tax? And this was, folks, streamed live on June 18th. 2020. So, folks, the card up here, folks, click on that to watch this video, okay, that I just told you about. Again, it's about close to an hour to get into this issue in more detail because you're not a non-resident alien individual, neither are you a U.S. citizen to file income tax. So, go to livefreenow.org for more. All right, folks, that's all under 10 minutes. I'm trying to make it all. Okay, so you guys can put this short stuff up there. We're going to go to the next one whenever my staff is ready and my technical guys. Okay, here we go. Ready to go. Okay, let me put it up. Okay. We got time on this one, a little bit more. Okay, let's start up, guys. Okay, folks, this is Payman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, and I'm going to show you in this very short presentation how since 1913, the federal individual income tax has applied only to those in Washington, D.C. and U.S. territories. As unbelievable as it might be to you, I will prove it to you. Let's go to my screen, folks. Here we're going to look up. This is the Internal Revenue Code, folks, okay? But I'm going to show it to you first. Look at this, folks, in my hand. This is the federal tax laws, Internal Revenue Code, okay? All this fake toilet paper thin garbage of gobbledygook. I have a whole thing deciphered for you. Bam, to the point, okay? So here it is, folks. This is section 7701. We're going to go down to A, 9, and 10, which defines the term United States and state, right? And what does it say, folks? Here we go. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, the only sense that matters, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Okay. Well, how about the word state? Well, it tells you next that the term state shall be construed, that means, you know, interpreted, understood to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out provisions of this title. Yes, we do need that construction to understand the law properly, correctly. I'm going to show you now. This is the law now. This is 1913, over 100 years ago. It's been this way, folks. Watch this. Okay? I'm going to go right now. This is actually, folks, you see it right here in front of you. This is the 63rd Congress on the top right, 1913. Yes. Way back then, 1913, okay? This was an act, and it says right here, to, you know, okay, to reduce tariff duties and provide other stuff. Let's go to the following page of this act. You can read this stuff later on. You'll rewind this if you want to, okay? Second page over here is section 2 of the act, what it says, okay? Paragraph A, that there shall be levied, assessed, and collected, okay? And paid annually upon a net income arising from all sources in the preceding calendar year to every citizen of the United States. Every citizen of the United States. That's the key words, right? What? It says a tax, a like tax. They have different rates here, you see, folks, right? You see here 1% here. They got 2%, 3%, 4%, all these 5%. Okay, well, who is a citizen of the United States? Let's go to the next page. And it tells you exactly who is a citizen of the United States. Right here, folks. Okay? Bam! Look at that H. That the word state or United States, when used in this section, shall be construed to include any territory, Alaska, and District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and, oh, look at that, the Philippine Islands, when such construction is necessary to carry out its provisions. Wow. Can you believe that, folks? As unbelievable as this sounds, folks, that is the way the law was written back then. Even Philippines was included. Philippines, who became, what, after World War II, a country of its own? But California wasn't mentioned. New York wasn't mentioned. Texas, Florida. None of them were mentioned, okay? And the, what about the state now? Alaska wasn't a state at the time, right? Exactly. So, folks, it shows the intent. And I'll tell you what, if you watch this presentation I'm going to bring in front of you right now, this one, which was recorded called Since 1913, has the federal income tax only applied to the federal territories. This will give you more detail. This was streamed live on June 4th, 2020, folks, okay? So in this one, okay, and the card of it will be coming up right here. You can watch this. I'll go through every tax law since 1913, and it always includes only U.S. territories, okay? The states are not a territory of the United States government. We got 50 sovereign states, countries in this union, just like France, Germany, Italy are all part of the European Union. They're independent countries given little powers to that European federal government. Same thing here. America is 50 countries in the Union given certain specific powers to the federal government. That's why the 50 states are nowhere to be included, as you'll see. Back then in 1913 and today, you never had to file up income tax. This book did not primarily apply to you, the average American in 50 states. The income tax never did. Again, go and watch this presentation that I give the card to and in the description below, and you're going to get more detail on that. LiveFreeNow.org is our website. I'll talk to you again soon. Okay. All right, folks, we will have a third and last short we're going to be doing tonight. And the live audience get to have this about it. Now, Kenneth said the information is worthless if nothing is done about it. You're right about that, Ken. We will do. That's what Freedom Also is about. I'm going to show you guys what to do about this stuff, folks. But we got to get this tidbit out there, Ken, to get people waking up, the masses first. Okay, and then we're going to give them what to do too. You're right. Ready, guys? Okay, so here we go. Ready, that's it. Okay, here we go. Let's start. Okay, folks, in this presentation, I'm going to show you how the many specific definitions of the term United States in the federal tax law. Here is the Internal Revenue Code. The federal income tax laws are all in here. All the federal tax laws are right here. How there are many different specific definitions of in this book. How I'll show you that this book says it applies to those in Washington, D.C., not you, the people in the 50 states, okay? And I'm going to show you how they use different definitions, like the term 50 states, but not when it comes to regular income tax. So let's get to this right now. Okay, we're going to go to my screen, and here we go. Let's start here with definition first. Here we are, folks. You see in the Internal Revenue Code section 7701, A, 9, and 10, they define the term United States as, when used in a geographical sense, United States includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Yes?
Let's redo this one because it didn't switch to your screen.
Okay. We're going to redo this one, folks. Okay, we're going to start this one again. Problem. All right.
And we are good to go whenever you want to restart.
Ready? Okay. There. Welcome, my friends of Freedom Law School. In this short presentation, I will show you how the federal income tax laws, okay, primarily apply to not you, the average American in the 50 states, applies to those in Washington, D.C. on purpose, okay, and territories. It's right here in this code book. We're going to go to it on internet for a quick review, okay? Let's go to my screen, and here it is, folks. Title 26, Section 7701. We're going to definitions. We're going to go down to 9 and 10, defining these key terms, right? So the term United States, how they define it in specifically? Well, United States, when used in a geographical sense, the only sense that matters, right? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Well, how about the term state? Well, let's look at that. Well, it says that the term state shall be construed, which means understood, to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title, to understand the Internal Revenue Code. So as you see right here, folks, it's all Washington, D.C. The entire code applies to Washington, D.C. You don't believe me? You say no? The United States must include California, New York, Texas, and Florida. Mm-mm. I'll show you the term 50 states is in there when they meant to apply it there. Okay, let's go look at my screen again. Okay, here we go, folks. Another section. Look at this section. This is also from the Internal Revenue Code, section 6103. It says, here we go, 5A. The term state means, wow, any of the 50 states. They also include the District of Columbia. And for good measure, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and you probably never heard of the thing called the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. Whoa! So here it is, folks. Not only did they mention all these territories besides, you know, United States, besides Washington, D.C., they use the term 50 states. And where does this come from? Again, Section 6103. It's about confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information. There's more, folks. Yes. Yeah, let's go. Here is another one. Okay, here it is. Also, you find that in Section 4612, Definition of Special Rules. Why? Because this is in Subtitle D, Chapter 38, Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum. Yes. Tax on Oil. Chapter has its own specific definitions, right? And it says United States. The term United States means the 50 states. Wow. There it is. The 50 states specifically spelled out, and the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and look at this. They added also the trust territory of the Pacific Islands. Yes. All these specific meanings have a special meaning. You didn't know this. American people are not told about this, that this whole doggone brutal, except when you deal with oil and a very few other special things, doesn't apply to you, the people in the 50 states. You don't have to follow income tax. They didn't tell you that. Because they're deceiving you, lying to you, and make you poor, and debt to credit cards, and a slave. You want to be free? What you want to do, my friends, is go ahead and watch this video, folks. Okay? Oops, let me get that. Okay? Here we are. I'm going to take you guys to this video. Okay? Right here. You want to watch this video on this topic in more detail. Many definitions of United States in tax laws prove it only applies to D.C. That's right. And this was streamed live on June 11, 2020. I go almost an hour on this topic in more specific detail for you. Also, you will see that on the card that's up there, you know, next to you about this topic. Okay? Now, one more thing you got to watch, by the way, on this topic. Another video is this one I'm going to show you right now. Okay? What I did in this one coming up right here, I add that only Washington, D.C. and U.S. territory citizens and residents and related money to Washington, D.C. and territories must file and pay income tax. And this presentation was streamed live on July 9th, 2020. Okay? So again, I take on this presentation about an hour to go in this topic in more detail. And if you click on the description below or the card coming up right here, it will take you to watch about this in more detail and know the truth. You were not meant to be a slave, to be in poverty by government robbing you of money you don't owe. You don't have no legal duty to file income tax, folks. Check out the law for yourself and be free and be prosperous with Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. Okay. All right, folks, we did them quickly, these presentations. Now, if there's any questions on these topics, folks, I'll be able to answer. The call number is on the screen before you, 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. Now, I'm going to go and respond to some of the comments that you have on online on YouTube. Okay. Let's see. Now, everything is, Kenneth Norris says, everything is told over and over and repackaged, just like all the corrupt Bidens, Clintons, and Democrats. But why isn't anything done? I understand clearly just from Joe Bannister years ago. Okay. All right. Well, Kenneth, you know, I wish you could call my friend and ask me more detailed questions. Okay, about this. Why isn't anything done about it? Oh, I tell you why. Something is being done about it. But I think what you meant to say is, why hasn't someone come with a simple silver bullet thing and just say, hey, judge, you have to follow the law, and that's it. Because we have a, guess what, Kenneth? I come from Iran. You're born in America, right? Well, when I came to America, I thought America was a free country. Yes. Land of the free, home of the brave. What I discovered was America's become the land of the meek and home of the indentured. The average American does not know how to read, or if they do know how to read, they don't care to read. Same thing, ignorant. We've got a lot of public servants to take control. And they're all corrupt at all three branches, the executive branch, the legislative, and the judicial. So, yes, although that's a fact, you cannot go to court and a judge say, Kenneth, you just gave me the answer. Based upon that, I'm going to let you go. You don't have to file income tax, and you do America's in the 50 states. They won't do that. It's more complex to deal with these guys. Okay, to beat him, I beat him at technicalities, not this tech stuff. I don't, because you cannot beat him with these argumentation in the crooked courts. It's such a crooked system, you'd be shocked, Kenneth. Okay, that's why. Okay, so the game that should be simple and easy, if the politicians were honest, and if the American people were not asleep, watching sports, filling up sports stadiums every weekend, or at home watching it, playing video games, basket weaving, watching singing and dancing shows program on TV. If they would not do that or awake, you would have to do all this stuff. That's why there is no quick, simple answer, Ken. Like you yeah, please be careful, my friend, not, you know, talk about this, okay? You know, it's not, that's not my fault. The system is corrupt. So, and if you want to call, I can answer your question hopefully in more detail. And he said corrections everywhere. I believe we need to individually take action in our local communities and not wait for others to do something. Great! I agree with you, Ken. That's Hemp Accountant says that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we need to do, Hemp Accountant. Take this information to your family members, to your friends and coworkers on your Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Get it out there. Put it on your YouTube channel and replicate it out there. Okay? Get this out there. Wake up the American people. Okay? Now, Jimmy Bennett asked a question I didn't get the answer. It says, questions from last year. What happens to Freedom Law School in the event of your passing? Do you have a team in place to keep going the great information in your brain? This might beg the question. Okay, all right. So, Jimmy, I'll gotta be honest with you. There will be nobody quite like me because everybody's unique and so am I. Okay, so yes, there will not be someone like me creating all this kind of videos and stuff like that like I do. That will not be the case at this point. Okay? In fact, I'm looking for somebody else to do that. Okay, but if you want to become one of our students and unite hands with Freedom Law School, okay, and other people like yourself out there to be free for you and take action, I've got systems in place that we can take care of our existing people that will be with us and still keep these going because I produced so much material in 28 years of doing this in written material, in videos, and procedures and what to do, a lot of brief writing and legal research that I can take care of everybody. But I'm 57. I take good care of myself. Okay. I try to sleep well, work out of my home, live in a great state of Florida, the middle part of it, where there's freedom, fresh air, land, okay? And so it's great. I don't get to even get out that much because I live in heaven, for me, okay? So there's a little chance of me dying even in a car accident, okay? I don't go many places. So I love what I do where I live. So it's very unlikely event, but hey, that's why I got life insurance also to take care of my family. But that's the best answer I can give you, honestly, my friend, okay? So Jimmy Bennett says, if you write a book eventually, yeah, I know it's a continuation. Question, if you would like to write a book, I have not done a book yet because I'm not done with the research that I believe I want and need to do to even more fully and specifically decipher this labyrinth of garbage convolution they've done. I'm still discovering and learning new things. The problem with the book is it's not dynamic. You print out 5,000, 10,000 to get a decent price from a printing house and you learn something new. Oops, I wish I would have put that in there. Oops, I forgot about that. I should have said this way was better. So it's not dynamic and changeable. Inexpensively costs money. People don't want to spend any more paying me to reprint the book. That bunch of it became not so good. That's why I'll be doing for a while longer videos. And eventually at some point, yes. Then I can, from all that, put a book together as well. And I'll plan to do that, okay? Okay. Yeah, the website, you know, but always will be more dynamic on the stuff, okay? And now, another gentleman says, JLCH3, I would like to start a business with no employees. Does the LLC or Scorpio file a tax, or S-Corp file a tax return? Okay. And I do not file a personal return. Also, what do I do concerning the IRS if a 1099 was filed on me? Okay, let's start with your 1099 question first. So, some third party falsely, erroneously sent a 1099 about you to the IRS saying you were involved in the trader business, which is functions of public office of the federal government, which you're not. And based upon that, the IRS may come after you. So what? Look, you know, if you really want to know what to do about it, ideally what you want to do, you know, get with Freedom Law School, get our simple or ideally the Royal Freedom Package. Remember, it was created for people like you, my friend. Okay? Especially because all the money you're going to pay in Social Security income tax, both halves, Medicare, federal income tax, forget about the state income tax for right now, you're going to be paying about a third of whatever you make to the thieves. So if you're making $50,000 a year, you're going to be paying about $15,000 of that to the thieves, $15,000 a year. We'll show you how to follow the law as written by Congress, like I showed you, and as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, to be free of this slavery. Okay, so look into that. That's what it's there for. Now, does LLC or S-Corp file a tax return? Well, you should not do an S-Corp, okay, in my opinion. But you could, but I do not recommend it. LLC is better, but depends on how you set up the LLC. But even that, you shouldn't, you know, does it apply to you? You know, if it's a sole member LLC, that means you're the only owner of it. It's basically yours. You're the only member as a single member LLC. Then even the IRS says for tax purposes, that it is not required to file a return. Okay? So you may want to do that. S-Corp, it's kind of like you're ratting on yourself. It's required to file a return, they say, against you. But I'll cover it another time. That even corporations in the 50 states, as long as they have no money coming to them from or to Washington, D.C., and territories, there's no, you don't do any income tax either. But that's another topic. So you can do it if you want to. That's fine. It's not a big deal either way. You're fine. Okay. But don't expect that to be a silver bullet that government says, IRS says, oh, we'll leave you alone. No, they could come after you. That's why I've done the Royal Fee and Package and Simple Fee and Package program. Now, I want to show you real quickly these options you guys have, folks, okay? If you go to the Freedom Muscle's website, here we go, to livefreenow.org, okay? You go under Course Packages, click on that, and these are the choices you have available, okay? These are the main ones. The top of the line, Royal Fee and Package is what you want. Check them out in more detail, folks. It's all there for you. If you're interested in doing more, be prepared and have peace of mind. Okay? Now, let's see. Kenneth says, recently it was decided half of Oklahoma still is a Native American reservation, like the Black Hills. Even though it's the law, it is never going to be enforced. Okay, well, I heard about that. Let me know about that. I'm curious to learn about that anyhow. Okay, and I'm not sure who decided that, Kenneth. Okay. And Jimmy asked, does the tax code say we have no duty to pay state tax? Don't know if you have a video that covers that. You cover a lot of federal tax. Okay. No. The federal government is a separate government from the states, and the tax laws are completely separate, like the tax in Germany or France and versus the European Union tax. Separate jurisdiction governments. So it does not relate to the states. So no, but many states tie the state income tax to the federal income tax. You have to follow the federal tax to get the state tax. In the laws of the states, many of them, most say, we take the definitions from the federal income tax. So they tie themselves to the federal system. So if you do not owe any federal income tax, you would not owe any state income tax either. Okay. All right. Now, Kenneth asks again, you can't buy lottery tickets on the Native American land. They are selling them in Tulsa, the reservation that are recognized, the tickets aren't sold. Okay? All right. Now, Jimmy Bennett asks, is lotto winnings and casino winnings taxable either at state or federal level? Well, at state level, they definitely can be taxable. On the federal level, I have not studied that gambling laws very carefully, very detailed. The chapter on gambling, okay? In fact, that's a good idea. Let's remember to look at that sometime. I bet you they have their own definitions. Just like the chapter on oral has its own tax, and oral has its own special definitions. Social Security has its own definitions. And there's probably definitions, especially only for gambling as well. At this instant, I don't have an answer, but I'll look it up. And if you ask another week, I'll probably have the answer by that time to give you, my friend, okay? Now, what is the best way to fill out a W-4 form to an employer? I claim exempt. Is this correct or is there a better way? I got the perfect way to do it correctly on our website. Let's go to my screen, okay? What we're going to do here now on Freedom Muscle's website, go to Education Materials tab, go down to Stop Tax Withholding tab, okay? Open that link in the new tab. And on this page, folks, here it is. Just exact. Yeah, I covered that. How can I stop my employer from withholding and sending my money to the IRS? Well, it's covered right here in this video. Just exactly what you asked. Okay, here it is. You know, how to stop income tax withholding, part one. And it's his overview right here of this whole presentation right here. A short 9-minute overview. You see that right here? Okay, 9-minute overview, and then here's a more detailed presentation, part one, which is 22 minutes, and then you go down, there's part two. Part two is 33 minutes long, okay? And then, of course, I tell you in these videos about how to do it. Follow these procedures here. Letters to Congress is your right to do that, okay? And then write your employer, stop withholding, okay? Sample form letters are right here, okay? They're all right there for you. Also, you'll see on this page, here's a sample letter, folks, and how to do it, okay? A temporary measure to stop withholding now, okay? I'll cover that for another 30 minutes here as well. This is a W-4 exempt done properly and correctly. You must follow this, okay? Correctly, and you must follow writing your congressman, all three of them, and then your employer. Here it is, folks, the letter, okay? And the downloaded form is right there, okay? Exempt W-4 form. You fill out this form specially by Field Law School, prepared for free, folks. Okay, W-4 form, there it is. The highlighted part is only part that needs to be filled out. Okay, there it is. And the laws are attached. You refer to them. Here it is. They're all there, attached. You must have the attachment with W-4 exempt. Go and file it with the employer. If it's online that they got this whole process, you must mail by certified return receipt this letter and everything else to your employer, okay? Keep proof of it that you've done it properly in this complete form, even though you may have to do something on your company's website that boxes you in to just put W-4 exempt. You must follow up with this form, letters to Congress, and then go back to your employer as specifically in detail laid out here for you. Okay? Now, let's see. I think that's all the questions for tonight, folks. Any other questions, folks? You got 20 seconds to ask it, live or on YouTube. Now, DJ Joda Blas says, fantastic, brother. Thank you so much. I've been following you for 5 years. I've been successful so far. I will definitely follow your instructions. Great. But DJ, do you have a level one course? Do you have a beginner's fee package at least? DJ, I'm telling you, not because I just want your money. I do want your money to support us. I do. I'm going to be upfront with you. It takes money to get all this stuff happening, folks. Okay? I don't have no big corporation or government supporting me in this effort. It's you guys. It's your support, your commitment, your financial support that makes all this happen. Okay? It takes a lot of work to make it all happen. So don't wait until you get in trouble. Get something. Even if it means you start, look, even if it means to start at our website, I'll show you where it is. Here we go, folks. The course packages, every one of you, in my opinion, should start at the with the beginner experience package. That's just so affordable, folks. So affordable. It's only $900. It includes a level one course here. Okay? I'm going to cut the commercial soon, folks. Hang in there. And our consultation with me. And literacy congressman. And the follow-ups. And more material. Its description about it is going to be modified here. What's in this page is going to be modified. I'm going to approve this, okay? $900. You can only send $300 and make payments on that. $300 and make payments on that, folks. So just start with that if you want, and then move up later on to the free packages. Do not wait. Do not wait until you're in trouble. Then say, oh, Paymon, I was good for 5-10 years. Now that I'm in trouble, come and help me for free like you gave me everything else. You messed up, made a lot of mistakes. Don't wait until your number is picked. Also, if we all wait, we don't unite through Freedom Law School, we're not going to accomplish our goal of our country being free. Your children, my children, your grandchildren, and mine, they won't be free. We're just looking right here to my pocket checkbook. Right now, I'm good. That's all we're seeing. Folks, you're better than that. Okay? Do something about it. Freedom Law School is to work with you to restore freedom to America. All of us. And now Kenneth says President Trump has been badgered for years about his taxes. Yep. Yep. Now D. Dale Doe says, will I lose my job trying to do this? No. Why should you be? You're filling out that properly form provided by your employer from the IRS under duress. They put a gun to your head. We will not hire you or pay you unless you fill out the form. Well, I want to get paid. I need to get the job. You fill it out under duress. They won't pay you or hire you. So you do that under duress. Then you exercise your right to follow the law as published by Congress. My friends, this is not Iran. This is not Kenya. This is not Zimbabwe. Some little tin pot dictatorship out there in the third world. Guess fine. This is America, folks. Stand up for it. Exercise your First Amendment right of free speech to associate with me and like-minded people like yourself, to publish apprentice material, get out there, to assemble together, and contact your congressman as part of this program to tell him to stop the corrupt insiders, deep state, from robbing and enslaving you. Bottom line is, you have Mr. D. Dildo. Did I say your name right? Sorry if I didn't. You have no legal, constitutional, conscientious, ethical, or moral duty to pay your enemies to destroy you. Stand up. If they do fire you, you can sue them for unlawful firing, by the way. Okay? D-D-E-L-D-O-E. Sorry if I mispronounced your name online, my friends. I hope that helps you. Okay? Now, another comment says, do you only deal with tax issues? What about SSDI if a person wants to try or work for cash and keep your SSDI? What was SSDI? I forgot. What's SSDI? Social Security Disability. Look, I don't deal with government benefits. Okay? I'm not here to tell people to become better socialists, to suck better from the system, folks. I don't believe in unemployment. I don't believe in all those government handouts that take from you in one pocket and they give it to you here. What do? They get dependent upon the system. Okay? To get rid of this corrupt system, we got to stop taking from it and stop giving money to it. So boycott the system, my friend. Be proud of yourself. You could do better, okay? Okay? So if you're getting a disability from federal government, you're saying you are part of Washington, D.C. It's for them. That's how I got these games going. Okay? All right. No more questions. I'll be wrapping up in 10 seconds then. All right. Okay. Well, Mr. D, D-E-L-D-O-E, your son says hello. Hello, son. Follow your father's footsteps. He believes in freedom. He wants you to be free. He's going to invest in your future by investing in his mind and his freedom to get you freedom. He loves you. This is information for you to love. So what you want to do, son, start reading. Read. Okay? And then you don't have to read the whole thing. I don't read this whole thing either. Nobody does. But you're smart enough to look for the relevant information. Bam, make things happen. So do that, okay? All right, folks. So this stuff is going to be for the live audience. It's going to be there on YouTube as a short little snippet. So become a subscriber to our YouTube channel if you're not. Follow Freedom Law School on Facebook. We're going on BitChute and Brighteon also because YouTube one of these days will probably censor us. Be sure to go on our front page of our website, folks, and get on our email list, okay? Don't assume that you know us, okay? See on our website, front page. If you haven't done it, you have to go down our front page and on the right side, sign up to get your free Freedom Education Package mailed to you. You look at all the courses listed on the left-hand side and then more emailed to you. But you have to, on the right side, fill out the information there. click on the button, orange button. I want free freedom education. And then we will be in touch with you. And then if we get censored, you can still find us. Live free now. If that is what you want, you found the right place at Freedom Law School. LiveFreeNow.org. So thank you, my friends. Thank you for your support. Share the information. These short videos will be up within probably 5 days. We have them on our YouTube channel, on our website. Get them out there. Let's have you be free and all America be free in prosperity, with joy and love for all. Good night.